first for the Bucks.
Zeke Elliott bumped the ball.
Jalen Smith.
That is a play to remember.
Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
Welcome to the Frisco Report, guys. We are back with another episode. Cowboys coming off a win. Obviously, I can't do this by myself. Who do I have with me?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Joe, Cowboys blog. Baby, let's break this down.
Cowboys get a victory over the Detroit Lions, 35-27, Joe. What was your take on that game? Just a real quick take on it.
A quick take is, like I've talked about, and this has kind of become a narrative. Cowboys beat bad teams. Can they beat good ones? They were a bad team without Matt Stafford. So this game was a game that we should have won. Cowboys still continue to make it interesting. You don't have a comfort level here with this, with the score. So it's kind of like Cowboys. The defense gave up a lot of points, so a good win, but a game you're supposed to win.
Yeah, it was a good win, and they were supposed to win this. Matter of fact, going to the Patriots game that we're going to talk about later on in the show, the Patriots are the underdogs for the first time this year, Joe. Pretty crazy, and we're sitting at 5-4. So Cowboys were supposed to be winning a lot more games than losing. In the five, but I guess we'll get into this. But Tony Pollard, big number 20, Joe, went out there and got him a couple touches, got him a nice, beautiful touchdown on an in route there towards the middle of the field. And there were some stats floating around Twitter, Joe, that if he gets double digit touches, the Cowboys win. They're basically like 5-0 when he gets double digit touches. So what was your take on TP? And does Zeke need to start looking over his shoulder?
Yeah. My take on Tony Pollard is, we knew what he was coming out of Memphis, and we all had, visions of a dual back attack. That hasn't been it. They rarely use him. And it's disappointing when they don't use him because, you see what he did in this game, and there's a lot of value there. You said the Cowboys are undefeated when he has double-digit touches, so he can do it on the ground. He can do it in the air. He's a complete back. He'll run in between the tackles. I'm very impressed with him. He's hard to bring down. He's breaking tackles. Very elusive. I like him, man. He's your hot hand right now. When you're talking about the backfield, he's your hot hand. Zeke, he's gone cold, baby. He's gone cold.
I thought I was crazy, but when Tony Pollard is in the lineup, it just seems like the offense is so much faster. Mm-hmm. When you got TP and you got Blake Jarwin out there, it just seems like the offense just flows more fluently.
Good point.
You noticing that too?
It's a very good point because it is, and with Dak, it's almost like, with Zeke, that sometimes it just seems like things are in slow motion and then he gets 2 yards. So
it's a exactly.
weird thing, man.
Well, speaking of Dak, since you brought his name up, he's been killing it this year. I want to give credit to John Kitna, not so much Kellen Moore. So what – maybe you can give them both credits. What MVP discussion, is Dak a top three, top five quarterback in the league right now as we're speaking, Joe?
Yeah, he's a top five quarterback. It's hard to find a good quarterback in this league, and when you can't find one – or you get an average one, you see the results, consistently with some of these guys. Dak is definitely a cut above that. And he's in the conversation. He's leading the league in yards passed. So he's slinging it. Who would have thought we'd be an aerial attack team right now? But like I said, go with the hot hand. Let's keep it going.
Speaking of hot hands, Amari Cooper dealing with injury. Just pulled himself out of the game more than a handful of times. And number 13, the one that leads these teams in drops, stepped up and had himself a pretty, I want to say, a career game. My number 13 was out there, making that's what this Cowboys team, Joe, has it had. A solid number two. Sure, you can say Terrence Williams in 2014 when he had 8 touchdowns, but there's just something different than Michael Gallup in 2014 Terrence Williams. And because if you're going to take Amari Cooper away, then somebody has to step up. And not, a lot of times when Terrence, when they would bracket Dez, Terrence Williams was nowhere to be found. Just went straight ghost. So Michael Gallup is one hell of a complimentary to Amari Cooper.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. I mean, Terrence Williams, total garbage. Never liked him. Didn't run routes well. Had the speed, this and that. That was just a wasted season with this guy. This guy here, Michael Gallup with the hands. Yeah, he's had drops, but, you know, he didn't really have that the year before. So, I think it was part coming back from injury, knocking off some of the rust. He looked like a number one out there when Amari was out. And then when he was in there, it was just too much for the Lions to cover.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. And to be honest, I really think Tony Romo made Terrence Williams, if I'm going to be completely honest. Tony Romo made a lot of wide receivers. I mean, I can name like five right now. But no, I do – I'm going to go back to Dak. I'm jumping all over the place here. I do think Dak right now is the top five quarterback in the NFL. Look, coming in, Joe, and I'm going to probably get a lot of hate for this because I'm kind of known what they call like a Dak hater, and I put that in quotations, but he's a Cowboy. I want him to do good. And I didn't think Dak Prescott could put up as many 30-point games as he had this year. Dak Prescott's reading defense is so much better, so much more better. He's his 20-plus yard throws are more accurate this year. So that's why I give the QB coach, John Kitna, so much credit. But kudos to Dak for taking that wisdom and knowledge, infinite wisdom, and putting it on the field. I think it's really beneficial to Dak. But let's talk about these defensive troubles, Joe. The Lions, with the backup quarterback, Briscoe, put up 27 points on us. Bo Scarborough, he's a former seventh-round pick 2 years ago from the Dallas Cowboys, ran wild on us in pretty much the first half. I don't know who their backup running back was, but he had some pretty good runs on us. We can't tackle, Joe. And if we look at the future of this schedule, if you can't tackle, Dak Prescott putting up 30 points a game is not going to matter. What's your thoughts?
That's exactly what it is, bro. The defensive struggles, they continue. You know, and I think some of that got lost here with this victory because we did win it, but it wasn't a comfortable win. You know, these guys were pushing it to the end. You know, like the defense couldn't get a stop. You know, they're starting to get a little bit more pressure with the sacks and that kind of thing, but they're giving up big plays, man. Like third and long, third and 19, whatever, you know, third, like that is unacceptable. Like when we're playing a game, no matter who it is, if it's third and 25, I'm never surprised if they convert it because they do Cowboys. I don't know. It's a scheme. It's not very good.
The scheme, you know, I mean, if you look at, and we talked about this before we played the Vikings, the Dallas Cowboys like to run stunts, and they really don't have assignments on what gaps to hit. I mean, the linebackers do, the D-tackles do, but it's how they get to the gaps is what hurts the Cowboys. And that's why the Vikings ran wild on us with screens, and you kind of seen some of that toss, that outside stuff that the Lions were trying to do, but obviously they don't have the talent like the Vikings do to even make it work. So that's why the defense kind of looked good in some parts of the game. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if this team cannot tackle, we're in trouble.
Yeah, tackling is huge, man, because that's how these teams are converting these, you know, long down and distance on the defense. It's a bad look, you know.
You can't screen turnovers. You got to get turnovers when you can't tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just it's a work in progress, and I just feel that, you know, at some point you are what you are, you know. And I said the same thing about the Cowboys team in general. You know, the Cowboys are not going to fix this slow start stuff. This is what they are. It's not going to change. They are a slow starting team, right? The defense will give up a lot of points. Like, they're not an elite defense. I don't even know if I would say they're average, just because of the missed tackles, letting teams in the game, you know, not getting it done.
No, I agree 1,000%. And maybe it was me, Joe, but, you know, I like to pay attention to the games that I'm watching. Right? We only get 16 of them, so we got to be grateful. Was it me? And I hate to see Anthony Brown go to IR, but was Anthony Brown getting more snaps than Jordan Lewis this past game?
Yeah, that's what was baffling me. And it hit me because I'm watching the game. I'm like, man, what is this? Where's the playmaking? I'm like, Anthony Brown? I was like, why is this guy starting? Like, dude, what is the coaching staff thinking? Like, I want to know, because Jordan Lewis is a playmaker. You know, he'll knock the ball out. He does all the things you want, right? And
right.
He's not starting. Like, frustrating, bro.
It's
very frustrating.
Oh, it was very frustrating. It was very frustrating. And we also, Xavier Woods went down on a couple of plays. Jeff Heath was already out. So you had Darian Thompson playing some free safety. And you had Donovan Wilson, our sixth round pick this year, who had a hell of a preseason. Went in there and he almost looked like Jeff Heath his rookie year. He did not look good out there for this couple of series that he was in. And, you know, if you're going to be in the National Football League, players are going to tell you, I got to prepare like if I'm starting. It looks like Donovan Wilson wasn't preparing like he was starting, bro.
It was not a good look. I thought he would have a better performance, and it just looked like a liability. Like, man, we're I don't know about this. That kind of thing, you know.
You're right. Right. No, but the Lions, Cowboys got the victory. What are we, 6-4 now? 6-4?
6-4.
We got the Patriots next. It's gonna be a good game, I think. We got some really good matchups to talk about. We'll start off with the Patriots offensive line. They're really not a running team. You know, but they do like to protect their quarterback, Tom Brady. So Michael Bennett goes back home to his former football team who we got from him, the Patriots. And, you know, the hot boys, DeMarcus Lawrence, he won't give you sacks, but he'll give you high production. All right. He'll dive for a running back's legs. He'll dive for quarterback's legs. Robert Quinn got another couple of sacks against these lines. He's leading the team, I think, like 7.5 sacks. Michael Bennett already coming in. Michael Bennett has 3 sacks already. So the offensive line, Cowboys, hot boys defensive line. How do you think that matchup's going to fare?
I think it'll be they're going to have to get to Tom Brady in this game. Tom Brady will dissect you, and you will die alive. All right, so... You cannot give Tom Brady time. And with the Cowboys hot boys, you know, the speed and that kind of thing, they got to get to him. Because if he's dissecting you, like I said, you're going to die. I mean, it's no other way around it.
Right. Nope. I agree. These guys, like Robert Quinn shoots out of a cannon on some plays. We need all 4 guys shooting out of cannons. You got to disrupt them. You disrupt them. It's almost like Aaron Rodgers. You frustrate Aaron Rodgers, you're going to win the game. You have to frustrate Tom Brady. If not, like you said, he will pick you apart. He will take your fingernails off and pour salt on it. He don't care.
That's exactly what it is. You're seeing the torture live on there. And it is a big game. It's this huge game, you know, for the Cowboys. Because if you can get this, you change the narrative, you know. Or you at least have the opportunity to change the narrative that, okay, well, they finally beat a good team. And they finally beat maybe the best team in NFL right now. So, you know, it changes that narrative of the Cowboys can only beat sucky teams, right? So if the Cowboys can get this win, I think it's great momentum for the team, great momentum for the fan base. It would just be... You know, a really good thing if the Cowboys can somehow pull this game out.
I really think that you hit it right on the head, the momentum. Because good teams come on hot in this part of the year, and they're pretty much unstoppable. And it kind of rolls into the playoffs. This is a must win. I mean, it really is. We are first place in our division, the Eagles, second, but that can change in any given week. These Cowboys cannot take this first place stuff for granted. They got to go in there. They're going to try to kill us. They were embarrassed by the Eagles. Speaking of the Eagles, but they only Eagles held them to 17 points, and it was in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be in Dallas. So I think this team, Joe, is going to have to play well. And Julian Edelman, let's talk about their wide receivers real quick. They got a rookie with Harry. They got Edelman. I mean, they got some key pieces over there. A lot of people don't throw to Byron Jones' side, but I'm calling it right now. I think Tom Brady is going to try to expose Byron Jones. I think that. And obviously, he's going to be licking his chops, waiting to throw it to 24 side. So these corners got to shut down. I think you got to double team Edelman every chance you get. And let's hope that Cheeto can take care of his man, whoever he has over there. What's your thoughts on that?
No, that's very good. I mean, I agree with you, Mike. It's about, you know, getting a grasp of what Belichick's gonna do, and Belichick makes it so hard for the team that they go against to beat them because they think they know what they're gonna do, and then they turn around and do something else. It looks like they're gonna show blitz, but they don't, and they snuff you, you know, with their secondary. Their front's getting it done, you know, the sacks and everything. Like number one in the league right now. So number one offense versus number one defense. It's going to come down to, I think, you know, who can get turnovers and who can, you know, score the most points.
Exactly. Let's talk about Dak Prescott in this defense. I mean, and this defense, they got good corners. This defense, they got good pass rushers. I mean, it's a Belichick coached defense. Let's play a little over and under real quick. Dak Prescott, he's hitting over 300 yards a game. I want to say this defense is giving up, like, well, I think it was like something stupid, like 120 yards or something like that. Like, nobody can pass on him. So is Dak Prescott over or under 240 yards?
I think he's going to be just slightly under. Slightly under.
Oh, slightly under 240. So we're going to have to depend on our running game a lot. Zeke has to pull his head out of it.
Yeah, he's going to have to be the X factor, you know, as they say, because he hasn't been that. And in this game, you can bet $1 billion that Belichick is going to do his best to interfere with the best player on offense, and that's Dak Prescott. So
that's Dak Prescott.
Blitzes, yep. Pressure up the middle, pressure him out the pocket. They're going to make him uncomfortable. They're going to hit him all day. He's going to take a lot of hits in this game. I can tell you that. Belichick's going to want to be real physical with that guy, with Prescott, and that's how they're gonna win this game by shutting down the arm of Dak Prescott.
Exactly. And a lot of people talk about the Dallas Cowboy linebackers. Let me just give you a couple of stats here. Jamie Collins, linebacker, 6 sacks, all right, 3 interceptions. He returned one in for a touchdown. He has 48 total tackles. Dante Hightower, this guy has 3 sacks, 41 combined tackles. Total tackles, right? Mm-hmm. So their linebacker core, they're pretty legit over there. I mean, Kyle Van Noy, he's a linebacker. This guy got 5.5 sacks, Joe, 32 combined tackles.
They like those high motor guys, man. That's the thing. These guys keep coming at you. Winovich, that guy, this guy. It's like you name anybody on that defense, they're high motor guys.
Exactly. And they got a good one. Stephon Gilmore, probably one of the a top 10 corner in the National Football League. Amari Cooper needs to be 100%, Joe. If he ain't 100% in this game, Cowboys could be in trouble. Seriously. Like, they need all hands on deck in this game. And it starts with the offensive line, with communication. The communication between Travis Frederick and Dak Prescott, Joe, it has to be 1,000% on.
Yeah, communication. And, you know, if it's too loud for the Cowboys, you know, that's one thing that the Saints were able to do. And that made a huge difference. That was, you know, kind of like your 12th man. AT&T
Stadium, correct?
This game, I believe, is on the road, if I remember correctly.
It's a home game because Cowboys don't have back-to-back away games or back-to-back home games. We were just in Detroit, so AT&T Stadium will be rocking Sunday.
Let's confirm that. No, it is at the Patriots, my brother, Gillette Stadium. Ooh.
Are you serious?
That could be their X factor. Because, like I said, like that Saints game, the linemen, a lot of people said that the communication, and that's what disrupts that offensive line. They have to help each other out, and it makes a huge difference. So, at the Patriots, Gillette Stadium, it's going to be rocking. It's going to be rolling. Hostile environment, baby.
Are you sure? It's at Gillette Stadium?
Yeah, looking at it right now. DallasCowboys.com. Sunday afternoon at the Patriots, everybody. Gillette Stadium. You know? It's a big game, baby. Oh. It's a big game.
Why did I think it was at home for? I guess it is at Gillette, huh?
There's no guessing, baby. It is at the Patriots. So does that change anything that you're thinking, Mike? Now that you're confirmed that it is at the Patriots, how do you feel about it now, right?
Well, the Patriot fans, they're pretty passionate. I could have sworn this was a home game. Holy smokes! It's gonna be. It can get loud in there. I go back to what I said. Travis Frederick and Dak Prescott, they have to. That communication has to be there. Silent snap counts. Try to get them offside. Try to disrupt something. When I just talked about Dak Prescott reading the defense, right, Joe?
Yeah.
We're about to see if he can read the defense against a Super Bowl winning coach like Bill Belichick. It's gonna be a good game.
That's the thing too, man. About Dak Prescott, this could be a signature, one of the games that you'll always remember. If Dak Prescott can win, knowing what we know about the Cowboys, knowing what we know what the Patriots are going to do, they want to shut the arm down in his face, physical. If Dak Prescott can come out of this game with a victory, he has to be in the MVP conversation.
No doubt. Oh, wow. Devin McCourty. McCourty got 5 interceptions, dude. Holy smokes. This defense is legit. This is legit ball. And, you know, the slow start show, we cannot have them. The Cowboys have to score somehow. Have to score a field goal or a touchdown. I prefer touchdowns, but they got to score on every possession they touch the ball, some way, form, or fashion.
That's what it is, man. And if somehow the running game can come alive and be that X factor, where then they have to shift the focus away from Dak and then back to Zeke, then, you know, you kind of keep that defense off balance. Right now, and I asked this, I did a poll, do you guys feel like we're one-dimensional right now? I feel that we are, because
I feel we are.
Depending a lot on Dak, he's winning the games. You know, the running game has taken a back seat. Driving Miss Daisy up in this thing, you know what I mean? So that running game needs to get back on par, man. If we want to make a run, because one dimensional won't get it done.
Nope. I agree 1,000% with you. And these guys, they like to do trickery plays. They like to have Julian Edelman throw the football. Cowboys defense got to be on their A game in this one. This Josh McDaniels will throw the sink in if he needs to win games.
Very, very good. Very good. I like that, Mike. And then the thing, too, about the trickery, I think that's a great point. It's kind of like Loki. You know, he's out there thinking how to do the mischief and the trickery. That's Belichick. He's that kind of person, man. He won't let up. He won't let up. Very aggressive coach. So it's going to be a fun game to watch, man. It really is.
It really will. If the Cowboys defense can play to the standard that we know how to play, this will probably be the game of the year. If this Cowboys defense steps up, Joe.
Yeah, they have to step up. Like
Chris Richard beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator. I'm just saying.
There it is. And Bennett's coming back, like you said. Maybe we'll get a little boost there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of Bennett, did you watch the sounds of the sidelines? Did you see Michael Bennett doing the huddle speech?
I missed it.
How was it? Dude, he had one hell of a huddle speech. You guys, if you know what I'm talking about, give me a comment saying, yes, Michael Bennett's speech was awesome, because Michael Bennett was leading the huddle speech pregame, and he was telling these guys, we sacrifice so much of our body, our time, away from our kids, our family. He goes, when we're on this field, we got to give it all we got. I promise you, I'm going to give it all I got. Play in, play out. And if you ain't about that, don't step on this football field.
Well said.
That's what Michael Bennett said.
Well
said.
That's
what Michael Bennett said, dude.
Well described, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if they can duplicate that, I mean, but the speech is something, right? Like, if you can execute that speech and shut them down, because they didn't do it in that Detroit game. I want to see them to do it here. You know, let's do it against this team. Humble. Yeah. Big game.
But it wasn't a beat up session. I don't think we might have beat up on the defense a little bit, but I think this wasn't too much of a beat up session, was it?
Nah. It's a, you know, highlighting what the Cowboys are good at, what we wish they would do more of. Tony Pollard, like we talked about, like. If they, and like, you know, double digits, this and that. Tony Pollard, if he's not involved, we don't win it. You know, we don't win it. We Zeke, he's cold right now, like I said. I mean, he did have the pass catch touchdown, you know, the theatrics with Dak Prescott, this and that. But before that, running the ball, not good. Not good, you know.
No, but it was good seeing that Zeke still had some speed to him running that screen in for a touchdown.
Yeah, it's like he has to get going now. It used to be like, you know, and I think Cowboys have some fault here, that he's had so many carries. They're running him to the ground.
And they're catching him. What did he have last year, like 70 receptions as a running back? You can't be having that for your running back, because they don't tackle running backs in the chest. They tackle running backs in the legs.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And you just gave him a big contract. Protect your investment, you know. Let's get some longevity out of him, right? I mean, that's another reason you want to involve Pollard. You know, you made a big investment in Zeke. You know, don't grind him into the damn ground. So that there, man, it's going to be the interesting thing. Can he be the X factor? What do you think, Mike? You think that Zeke might be able to help out in this game a little more?
If this offensive line can give the holes necessary for Zeke, I mean, this offensive line is going to have a tough hand as it is. Beating Foxborough, all right. Mm-hmm. I think Zeke's going to – I don't want to see north and south stuff for Zeke. I want to see east and west. So wear this defense out, you got to make them run. And if you're going north and south, you're not going to wear anybody out. You have to go east and west. You have to go to the outside. You have to go to the perimeters, Joe. And if you do that, I really think you can knock this defense out of breath. Because the north and south stuff, it's going to work, but it won't be as effective as if you're hitting them on the outside. It's almost like what the Vikings did to our linebackers. That's what we have to do to these guys. Hit them on the outside and execute when we do it.
No, yeah, exactly. That they have to do that. If they don't do it, you know, we're just, you know, another step towards losing a game. But, you know, Cowboys have the you know, they have it. They have the players to do it. So again, if they don't get it done, I'm blaming it on the coaches. You know, they gotta take some more accountability up in this thing.
Oh, speaking of accountability, it's been rumored that Jason Garrett had a team meeting with the Dallas Cowboys, the organization, and everybody in total, and took some accountability. No, there's nothing leaking of what was said in the meeting, just that Jason Garrett took some accountability. And I think it had to come down to that Tavon Austin fair catch stuff, because Jason Garrett kind of contradicted himself a little bit. You know, he said that, you know, we told him to fair catch, and he goes on radio. Then he says, Tavon made the decision. Then he has a press conference at the meeting the next day saying we didn't have no communication there. And then Tavon Austin's getting beat up by the media session. The next thing you know, Joe, there's a team meeting.
And he had to play that card. He couldn't back away out of it, because if he would have stuck by his guns, he would have lost the team, you know, because the players are like, man, this guy's lying to us now. You can't play for a guy like that. You know what I mean? So it was imperative that Garrett came out here and admitted some mistakes and accountability. If he wouldn't have done it, this team would have tanked the rest of the way, man. The players will not play for a coach that lies about them. No.
Exactly. And, you know, when Tristan Hill and Antoine Woods and all them were late, and Tristan Hill, you know, Antoine Woods spoke to the media, I apologize, I messed up. You know, Tristan Hill didn't talk to the media about it. And I said, as long as he apologized to his team, he don't have to apologize to us fans. I don't work with him. I just watch him. He has to apologize to his team. And if he did that, I'm cool with it. Jason Garrett don't have to come out publicly and apologize to fans. We're just fans. As long as he did it to his team privately and has been confirmed he did it, I'm okay with stuff like that, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He had to do it. And, you know, we'll see. Maybe this actually energizes the team a bit. You know, like, okay, you know, we'll run through the wall for this guy. So, you know, it could go the other way, you know, and that's what we're hoping, right? You know.
Exactly.
We got to get whatever momentum we can get, you know.
Yep. Well, that's all we got today on the Fresco Report. Make sure you subscribe to all podcast media, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcast, and right here on the Podbean, guys. Share it with a friend. Let them know you're watching. Joe, where can they find you?
Yeah, it's usual, guys. YouTube.com, Cowboys Blog. All right. Look me up. Hit me up on Instagram or Twitter, Cowboys Blog or Cowboys Blog Net. Find me on there. Hit me up with a DM. I'll follow back and that kind of thing. All right. We gotta win this game. Go Cowboys.
And I know you will never do it, but I'm going to go ahead and do it for you. If you've never seen Cowboys Blog's merch, it's high quality merch. The shipping's easy. The process to check out is easy. I'm a big fan of Cowboy Blog's merch. Not only is he a friend, but I also support the Cowboys Blog in general, guys. So check out that website for sure. Go ahead and drop them on the website, Joe.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mike. Well said. Yeah, just go to cowboysblog.net. That'll take you to the main site. You know, you can get to the previous draft classes. You can see who we drafted. You know, and then obviously the merch. You can get to the site to buy a shirt. Support the channel.
That's right. Support the channel, guys. I'm a big firm believer in that thing. I got all kinds of your shirts, by the way. But no, that's all we got. Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube. Dallas Cowboy Football News on Facebook. DCF News 1 on Twitter, guys. Go ahead and deal me up. I have no merch. I'm not that cool. But I buy everybody else's. But no, that's all we got. We'll catch you on the next show, guys. Let's beat these Patriots. Peace.
Peace.